Hi, it's Lee here. I just went to a watch shop and got my watch repaired. I have a little Timex Expedition. I've had it for a while, and this is the first time the battery died, so I needed to get it replaced and shopped around and got a quote in a couple places, and they all charged me about the same, about $30 to have the battery replaced, the crystal press back in place, and, the time reset. Now, the watch itself cost me, I think, like $26. So it seems really strange that I would pay $30 to fix a watch that cost me $25 to buy. And I think that's a very interesting problem that I end up having a lot in the U.S. for various reasons. I need to upgrade or replace, and it ends up being more economical financially to replace rather than fix. And why did I spend $30 to fix my watch when I could have bought a replacement for less? That is a good question. And I think the answer was taught to me by one of my Japanese coworkers. We had a vending machine downstairs at the place I interned in Japan where there was two different sizes of Coca-Cola cans. There was a 10-ounce Coca-Cola can for 210 yen, roughly $2, and there was a 16-ounce Coca-Cola can for 180 yen. So if you're doing your math right, the larger Coke can cost less money than the smaller one. And while that seems a little paradoxical to me, I was always surprised because my coworker inevitably got the 10-ounce can of Coke instead of the 16-ounce can of Coke. So I asked her one day, well, you do realize the larger can of Coke is a better value. And she told me that she didn't want 16 ounces of Coke. She wanted 10 ounces of Coke. 10 ounces of Coke was just enough. And if she had 16 ounces of Coke, she'd never finish it. So she paid more to be less wasteful in that sense. So it is a big psychological shift, I realized, and it's more important to me to not create waste and to pay $30 to fix the battery than it is for me to replace the watch altogether when it still works perfectly well. And that is a philosophical shift that I am coming around to slowly but surely. So I just thought I'd share an example of perceived value and things that are meant to break and the interesting economics of watches. So that's that. I hope you all have a wonderful Labor Day. And if that doesn't make the U.S. a strange land, I don't know what does.